Now, picture a place where truth and tall tales tangle up so tight you can't tell one from the other. A place where old roads don't lead nowhere but deeper into the dark, where the past don't rest easy, and the trees whisper secrets best left unheard. This here's Helltown, Ohio, a name that don't sit right on the tongue like something foul lurking just beneath it. Folks round here know this ain't just some abandoned patch of land. Something happened here. Something bad. But what exactly turned this town into a place of dread and mystery? What's buried beneath that soil, hiding in the shadows just beyond the firelight? And why is it that so many who step foot in these woods come back changed, if they come back at all? On this here episode of America's Scariest Stories, we're digging deep into the dark heart of Helltown, Ohio, a place where history's been buried, conspiracies run wild, and something unnatural still lingers in the air. So settle in, but don't get too comfortable. 'Cause once you hear what's hiding in them woods, you might think twice forever driving through Helltown. Welcome to Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories, where we bring you ghostly legends, spooky haints, and bone-chilling tales from all over this great land. These stories will have you looking over your shoulder all night. So pull up a chair, dim them lights, and let's dive into the eerie and unexplained. Ain't no ghost nor demon started the legend of Helltown. No, sir. It was the government, and what they done still don't sit right with folks round here. It was back in 1974 when them Washington suits came down from on high, claiming they needed the land for some fancy new national park. Said it was all in the name of conservation, saving the trees and the critters. But let me tell you, what they did to them people in Boston Township ain't never felt natural. Ain't no ghost nor demon started the legend of Helltown. No, sir. It was the government, and what they done still don't sit right with folks round here. It was back in 1974 when them Washington suits came down from on high, claiming they needed the land for some fancy new national park. Said it was all in the name of conservation, saving the trees and the critters. But let me tell you, what they did to them people in Boston Township ain't never felt natural. It happened quick, too quick. One day, families was sitting on porches, watching their young'uns play in the yard, and the next, the law was banging on doors, telling them they had to go. Some folks didn't even get time to pack up proper. They left meals sitting on tables, laundry still hanging on the line. Then came the boards. The government shut them up tight, nailed plywood over doors, painted no trespassing, and big angry letters on houses that had been lived in for generations. Whole streets went dark overnight. Them houses just sat there, empty, like tombstones in a graveyard nobody wanted to visit. That's when the whispers started. Some folks say it wasn't no park project at all. They say something bad happened out there, something the government didn't want nobody knowing about. Maybe it was a chemical spill, something so wicked it poisoned the ground, twisted the things that walked upon it. Others reckon the suits was running secret experiments trying to make monsters out of men, or maybe meddling with things best left alone. And then there's the darkest tale of all, the one that says it wasn't about chemicals nor creatures, but something far worse. A place like Helltown don't get that name 'cause of nothing. Some believe there's a hole in the earth out there, a door to something unnatural. And them folks in charge? They knew it. Knew it was open and wider, letting something through. So they shut it down, cleared the people out, boarded it up like it was just another house on another empty street. But let me tell you something. You can't just nail shut a doorway to hell. What they left behind wasn't just empty homes and lonely roads. They left something alive out there, something that still moves in the woods at night, whispering in the wind, hiding just beyond the trees where the light don't reach. And that's how the town once called Boston became Helltown. If there's one place in Helltown where the devil done left his mark, it's that old church sitting at the edge of town. Folks call it the Boston Community Church, but ain't nothing about it feels holy no more. At first glance, it don't look like much. Just another worn-down, whitewashed chapel like you'd find in any old-timey town. But don't let that fool you. That place has a darkness in its bones. Ain't just stories neither. Plenty who've laid eyes on it notice something real strange about them windows. Inverted crosses, twisted upside down like a mockery of what a church ought to be. Some folks say it's just the way the glass was cut, a fancy Gothic design from way back when, but the locals, they ain't buying that. They say them crosses ain't a mistake. They say evil took root in that church a long time ago. Strangers driving through at night claim they've seen hooded figures gathering outside its doors, standing in a circle, whispering in tongues that ain't meant for human ears. Some say they've caught glimpses of strange symbols carved into the old wood, symbols that weren't there before, and the ones who made the mistake of getting too close, they swear them figures turned to look at 'em all at once, like they knew they was being watched. A few foolhardy souls have tried to step inside, thinking it was all just some ghost story meant to keep folks away. But every single one of them left different than they came in. Some say the air in there gets so thick, it feels like it's crawling down your throat, trying to choke the life out of you. Others say you don't walk in alone. Something follows. A shadow that ain't yours, moving just out of sight, flickering in the candlelight that don't exist. Then there's the whispers. Not loud, not angry, just there. Soft, snake-like sounds slithering through the walls, cooing dark things, calling folks by name even when they know good and well ain't nobody in that place but them. Some say the voices are warning them to leave. Others, they think the voices are trying to lure them deeper to a part of the church no one's ever seen and come back from. So is it just another crumbling church, abandoned like the rest of Helltown? Or is there something waiting inside, patient and hungry, listening for the next poor soul who don't know better than to step through them doors? Not loud, not angry, just there. Soft, snake-like sounds slithering through the walls, cooing dark things, calling folks by name even when they know good and well ain't nobody in that place but them. Some say the voices are warning them to leave. Others, they think the voices are trying to lure them deeper to a part of the church no one's ever seen and come back from. So, is it just another crumbling church, abandoned like the rest of Helltown? Or is there something waiting inside, patient and hungry, listening for the next poor soul who don't know better than to step through them doors? Now, deep in them tangled woods of Helltown, off a stretch of road that don't show up on no map, there used to be a rusting old school bus, a hollowed-out corpse of yellow paint, peeled and scarred by time. But that bus weren't just metal and wheels. No, sir. It held something else inside. Something that never left. Folks round here tell a story. One that'll chill the bones right out of ya. They say it was a cold autumn evening when that bus rolled into Helltown, packed full of school kids, laughing and chattering, oblivious to what was waiting for 'em. The driver, an old-timer with a gut full of coffee and tired eyes, was taking a shortcut when the engine sputtered and died, right there in the middle of nowhere. The headlights flickered, then went dark. He told the young'uns to sit tight, said he was going to hike up the road and find help. But he never made it far, because something was watching from the tree line. Ain't no one knows for sure what happened next. Some say it was a drifter, some madman with a knife and a thirst for blood. Others reckon it was the melonheads, them twisted, bulging-headed things that skulk through the underbrush, hunting for something warm to sink their teeth into. All anybody does know is when the authorities finally found that bus, there weren't no children inside. Not one. What they did find was blood, streaked across the seats, smeared on the windows like tiny, desperate hands had tried to claw their way out. A few backpacks and notebooks lay scattered on the floor, trampled like something had come through in a hurry. But there weren't no bodies. Nothing but an empty bus, and the feeling that whatever had taken them might still be close. That old bus sat there for years, swallowed up by weeds, its doors gaped open like a silent scream. Folks who wandered too close swore they saw small handprints appear on the fogged-up windows like something inside was pressing against the glass, trying to get out. Some claimed they heard soft giggling, unnatural and hollow, floating through the trees. One fella, braver than most, stuck his head inside one night on a dare. He came running out white as a ghost, swearing on his mama's grave that he saw shadows sitting in them seats, small, still figures, just staring at him with dark, empty eyes. Eventually, they took the bus away, hauled it off to God knows where, thought maybe that'd be the end of it. But people still hear 'em. If you walk them roads alone, late at night, when the wind's just right, you might catch the sound of tiny footsteps rustling the leaves behind you. Or worse, you might hear laughing, a child's giggle, floating from the woods, close enough to touch, but cold as the grave. Ain't no road in Helltown more feared than Stanford Road. Round these parts, folks don't call it that, though. They call it the end of the world. It don't seem like much at first, just a lonesome stretch of pavement winding through thick, suffocating woods. But the further you go, the narrower it gets, like the trees are leaning in, trying to swallow you whole. And then, just like that, it ends. A sharp, brutal drop-off, as if the earth just decided to stop existing. Ain't no signs warning you, no guardrails keeping you back. Just a jagged edge, waiting for the fool dumb enough to go flying off into the dark. But that ain't the worst part. No, sir. The worst part is what happens when the sun goes down. Plenty of folks who drove that road at night came back shaking, swearing up and down they was followed. They say headlights blink on behind you out of nowhere, tailing you close, closer than any car ought to be. But when you hit the brakes, the lights vanish. Ain't no sound, no engine hum, nothing, just gone. And if you got the misfortune of riding that road at midnight, well, there's worse things than ghost lights lurking in them woods. They say something waits at the very end of the road. A figure, tall and thin, wrapped in black, standing right at the edge, facing you. It don't move, don't make no sound. It just waits. You stop, you blink, and when you look again, it's closer, closer than it ought to be, closer than anything could have moved in that short a time. And if you sit there too long, frozen in fear, it'll come right up to your window. But by the time you open your mouth to scream, you're already gone. No one knows where them people go. Ain't no bodies ever found. No tire marks leading off the cliff. Just empty cars, doors wide open, still running, but no driver inside. Some say it's just the land playing tricks on folks. The way the road twists, the way the fog rolls in heavy at night. Others reckon that drop-off ain't just a dead end. It's a doorway. to where? Well, no one's ever come back to say. Ghosts and demons is bad enough, but what lurks in them there woods round Helltown? Now, that's a whole different kind of nightmare. Folks say something ain't right out there, that the trees don't just whisper with the wind, but with things that ain't supposed to exist. The worst of them? The melon heads. Ain't no one rightly sure where they come from. Some say they was once human. Children, taken from their homes, locked away in underground labs, twisted and tortured till they barely resembled people no more. Heads swelled up big as pumpkins, eyes gone black and hungry. Others reckon they always been here, hiding deep in the brush, something unnatural that don't belong in this world. But one thing's for sure, they're watching. Hikers come back with stories of being followed, feeling eyes on them from the trees, glowing orbs peering from the underbrush just past where the firelight reaches. Some hear rustling, then the sound of feet, small feet moving fast behind them. If you turn around, there ain't nothing there. But wait too long, and you just might hear the breathing. Low, raspy, close. And the unlucky ones? Well, sometimes folks go missing out there, and when they do, ain't nothing left but shredded clothes and drag marks leading off into the dark. But the melon heads ain't the only things crawling round these parts. Some tell of a snake big as a tree trunk, slithering through the brush. A monster folks call the Peninsula Python. They say it moves like a shadow, soundless, its scales black as sin, its eyes cold as death. You don't see it coming. You just hear the leaves rustle, feel the ground shake, and then nothing. 'Cause by the time you realize what's happening, it's already gotcha. And then there's the beast. Some say it's a dogman, a thing that walks on two legs but sure as hell ain't human. Towering over a man, with fur black as coal and eyes that burn like fire, it don't just chase you, it hunts you. One fella claimed he saw it standing in the middle of the road just past Helltown, its head cocked sideways, its lips curled back in a snarl that looked too much like a smile. He hit the gas, tried to run it down, but the thing didn't move. Not till the last second. Then, bam, it was gone. He got out, swearing he must have hit something. But when he checked his bumper, there weren't nothing there. No blood, no fur. Just deep claw marks raked across the hood. Now, tell me, if it ain't real, then why ain't no one round here willing to walk them woods alone after dark? Maybe it's all just stories. Maybe there ain't nothing in them trees but wind and shadows. But if you ever find yourself in Helltown and you hear something breathing just behind you, something you can't see but you sure as hell can feel, don't turn round, just run. The bones of Helltown might be gone, torn down, burned up, buried deep. But let me tell you something. The land remembers. Most of them old houses, the ones what stood empty for decades, rotten with secrets, they've been bulldozed. The roads, once lined with darkened windows and doors nailed shut, now lead straight into Cuyahoga Valley National Park. The government says they preserved the land. But ask anybody, round here, they didn't preserve nothing. They tried to erase it. But you can't erase what don't want to be forgotten. Them legends, they ain't gone. Even now, folks who venture too deep into them woods come back with stories they can't rightly explain. They talk about strange lights flickering between the trees like lanterns held by unseen hands. Some say they follow you, leading you deeper and deeper till you can't find your way back. Others talk about disembodied voices, calling out from the shadows, whispering names in the dead of night. Some of them voices sound familiar. Others, they sound like nothing human at all. Then, there's the ghostly figures that still haunt the old roads. Ain't no one knows who or what they are. Some look like townsfolk, folks who once had homes here before the government forced them out. Some say it's their spirits, trapped here, cursed to wander forever, 'cause they ain't got nowhere else to go. And then, there's the ones who swear the government ain't finished with this place. They say there's still something in them woods, something alive, something they've been hiding for decades. Maybe it's them creatures, the ones from them experiments folks whisper about. Maybe it's something worse, something older, something they tried to lock away but couldn't. But I reckon the truth is simple. Some places ain't meant to be disturbed. Some roads ain't meant to be traveled. And some secrets ain't meant to be uncovered. So the next time you find yourself out in Ohio, driving through them back roads and you see a lonely stretch of road leading into the trees, ask yourself one question. Would you dare enter Helltown? And if you do, will you make it back? So now, I gotta ask, y'all reckon Helltown's just another spooky campfire tale? Just stories passed down, twisted over time? Or is there something out there in them woods? Something the government tried to hide? Something still lurking where the roads turn to nowhere? Maybe you've seen it with your own eyes. Maybe you've felt something watching you from the trees, heard them whispers just beyond the wind. Or maybe you ain't ever coming back to tell the tale. Let us know in the comments below. Have you ever dared to set foot in Helltown? And if you lived to tell about it, what did you see? If you got a taste for the eerie, make sure to subscribe to Kentucky Melody for Our America's Scariest Stories, where you'll hear more dark, twisted tales from across the country. And if you've made it through this story, be sure to come back for the next, just to make sure whatever's out there didn't follow you home.